Call the meeting to order of the Montville Public Safety Commission, August 28th, 2023. Pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Commissioner Bauer is absent. Commissioner Callahan?
Here.
Commissioner Gillette?
Ma'am.
Commissioner Murphy is absent. Commissioner Peterson is absent. Commissioner Perkins?
Here.
Commissioner Stewart?
Here. Do we have any amendments to the agenda? Anybody have one? I have one I'd like to add. You all received the email regarding the AED at Camp Oakdale. I'd like to put that on the agenda for discussion. A motion?
So said.
Motion made by Commissioner Gillette, seconded by Commissioner Callahan. All right, so we'll add that under new business. New business, item A. Do we have anybody, is there any special recognitions or presentations? I'm not aware of any. Okay. Communications, everybody get the monthly statistics. I did not receive one from the building department. Push them again.
Excuse me.
All right. Motion to consider an act on a motion to approve minutes for the regular meeting of July 24th, 2023. Have a motion?
Motion.
Correction?
Motion to accept.
Seconded.
Second. A motion made and seconded to accept the minutes from July 24th, 2023. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Remarks from the public. Agenda item only, 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public, 3-minute limit. And finally, remarks from the public, 3-minute limit. Remarks from the department heads.
Dave Radford, Lieutenant, Montville Police. Just our calls for the service, our calls for service for the month of July. We had 1,016 calls for service. For citations, we had 21 infractions, 12 misdemeanors, 64 written warnings for a total of 97 citations. If anybody has kind of followed, we've increased roughly about just under 200 from last month. I think some of this is we're now going to finally, we're leveling off into our transition of being on our own and not having dual entry in two different systems, so we're going to be getting more of the true numbers and calls for service that we do. As opposed to something that might have been overlooked in the past. I also wanted to, I was kind of remiss last month and slipped my mind to give each of the commissioners a patch for our Independence Day.
Commissioners.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I also forgot with the council, but I'll get them at their next meeting. Other than that, I just had a few other comments. First day of school is this week. As we know, we will be having coverage at all the schools for the first day, as well as increasing traffic control in the areas of the schools, traffic enforcement, that is. And the other one last thing I wanted to mention was that our new canine SIG with Officer Witz starts training September 11th, so we'll be seeing him on the road by the end of the year.
Any questions for the lieutenant? The situation with your service revolvers, has that been resolved? They were all replaced and...
Yes. And not to point out that you're dating yourself, but they're not revolvers. Anyway. Yes, it has been replaced. We have purchased Glocks. We have most of them. Every officer is now carrying a Glock. Is the long and short of it.
Okay.
So we have removed those weapons from service.
Do you still have the canine patches available?
We do. Yes.
Thank you.
Paul Varn, Fire Marshal. Month of July, my office did 37 inspections, 2 fire investigations, 2 incidences we were requested to the scene, 5 burning permits, 1 plan review. Spent a total of 8 hours on emergency management obligations. Also, we are in the process of getting ready to hire a new firefighter. The closing date was last Friday. I have 10 applicants right now. The human resources director was calling them today and setting up interviews for next Wednesday and Thursday. They'll be held at the public safety building. Obviously, need at least 3 people from the public safety commission to conduct these interviews. And on that note, I am asking that this time I not be locked out of the interviews. No executive sessions. It seems that the firefighters are the only ones this has ever happened to. Lieutenant Radford is afforded the courtesy to attend the police department interviews, being the supervisor. I request the same courtesy.
What days were those?
Wednesday and Thursday of next week, starting at 5 p.m. As soon as I have a list, I will email the list to the Public Safety Commission of the times and personnel.
Okay.
Paul, did we lose one, or is this just for the a new hire?
This is just for the firefighter that we lost, Kevin Doherty. This is to replace one that's already funded.
All right. Sorry. Just want to make sure. Thank you.
All right. I forgot to say thank you for getting Millwood done.
Oh, absolutely. Sorry it took so long that they dragged your feet.
Yeah. That's the way it is. Any other department heads? Committee and liaison reports. Fire department. Commissioner Perkins.
I was out last month's meeting for the volunteer firefighter relief committee. Did you guys get the numbers? If you did not, it's not in that package. I wasn't at the meeting. I didn't know if anybody brought the numbers up at the meeting.
No. I don't believe so.
Well, then for the July volunteer firefighters relief committee meeting that was held July 24th, the quarterly stipends, Montville had 10 stipends. Mohegan had 7 stipends. Chesterfield had 3 stipends and 2 tax abatements from January to March, and 2 stipends and 2 tax abatements from April to June. Oakdale had 6 tax abatements. Nope, 6 stipends and 8 tax abatements. That was it from that meeting. You all received the fire department's meetings. Did you want me to read these all out now that you have them, or do you want me to continue reading them every month?
You're just going to go in as they're submitted.
Yeah.
They go into the minutes as submitted. So.
Okay.
I do have a question, though, if I might.
Sure.
When I'm looking at these, each individual fire company, they don't list the same fires or accidents. If 2 companies go to it, do they both list it on here as that counts as one of their things?
Well, when I was highlighting some of mine, some of them were exactly the same. I'd have to ask one of the chiefs or somebody here who can answer that question, or Paul, if you can answer that question. When do you see the reports that the fire departments hand in?
I used to have access to all that when I did the NFERS. Since the fire departments have taken over doing their own NFERS now, I don't see anything.
I will ask that question and get back to you, okay?
Yeah, I think that's still a work in progress.
Well, I just, when I report to the town council, I mean, Montville says three fires, Mohegan says two fires, Chesterfield says one fire, and I don't know if there's a big fire and they all go, did they all write it down? Are we all reporting the same fire? Then I just want to report we had one fire to the town council, not that we had four fires, you know? I want to be accurate in my reporting back to them.
Valid.
So if we could get clarification from someone on that, that would be...
I will shoot them out an email tonight, and I'll give you your answer tomorrow.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Unless somebody here has the answer.
Nope.
All set?
Nope.
Mr. Callahan, animal control?
Nothing new.
Nothing new? Okay. Do we have any... This is probably... Huh?
I'm sorry. We are going to do some interviews tomorrow for animal control for an assistant, I believe. So it starts at 10 o'clock. I'm going to be going down there for that.
That's for an assistant, huh?
Yeah. I believe it was for the assistant.
Commissioner Gillette, Police Department, anything else?
Yes. To reiterate, the canine patches for canine Barrett are still in for sale. The two new officers are doing great and moving forward, and there was a fantastic showing for the Sassatello 20th anniversary golf tournament. Had a great time volunteering there. Met some really great people. Thank you for the opportunity. That was it.
And building department, myself, no report. They were doing good. I thought we were going to get a report out every month. And, well, we'll blame it on summertime. Remarks from fire chiefs. Any fire chiefs? Unfinished business, to consider an act on a motion to discuss and take possible action on adding a new or part-time animal control officer. Everybody read the proposal from that was submitted last month. Has it changed? Do you want to come up and talk to this, please?
Officer Christian Swanson. So I just want to say that I've been here for 13 years. I've been through 7 assistant part-time animal control officers. That's, you know, one every other year. We lose them as fast as we can hire them and get them trained. And sometimes they go full-time for another town. Often they leave for more money in another town, or they just figure out that the job is not for them. If you looked at the salary that we're offering, or hourly, I should say, for these assistant animal control officers part-time, it's not very enticing compared to other towns. Quite frankly, they can go to Target and make almost as much, if not more, and have benefits. So I think with the amount of skill that's required for this job, the additional training that keeps coming up year after year, it's no longer just a kid out of high school that's going to go catch dogs. It's become a job that's truly law enforcement, and it's a lot of knowledge that has to be trained in a short period of time before we get them out on the road. The state does offer some training for that, but again, I'm asking somebody to go for training for 6 weeks, 2 days a week. It's really difficult for them to work another job and do that, plus the field training that I have to do, which sometimes is 2 weeks, sometimes it's 2 months. It really depends on the individual. We're putting a lot of money and time into these people for them just to leave. We're also running into an issue where call-outs in the evenings are more often. The expectations are higher for the position. And also during the day, people are working. So I'm knocking on doors trying to address issues, and nobody's home until after 5. So it would really behoove us to have another full-time animal control officer. I think it'd be more enticing. We could probably hire a better quality individual for the position, because it'll be a career for someone. It's not just a part-time stepping stone. So I think it's kind of come to that point where other towns have already done it. I think it would really benefit the residents of Montville, and I think it's where the position really needs to go at this point.
Any questions?
You have one person right now with you?
So I have one part-time person. I know I reported that July 22 was when the last person left for the second open part-time position. But she was only basically per diem for quite some time there, because I was trying to hire someone. No one was applying. And she finally said, she cut the cord basically and said, I can't keep filling in. I don't want to do it anymore. So she got another job.
Can I ask, did you go to the finance committee, or have you put in for another full-time? Or
not yet. So this is kind of early stages. We are trying to hire a part-time person right now. We're interviewing tomorrow for that. I trust that we have a good candidate.
In that interview, I don't know, would you say, if we go full-time, would you be able to go full-time? Would you do that in the interview?
I haven't really thought too much about that, but, you know, it might be tossed out there in casual conversation. I certainly don't want somebody getting the wrong idea that it was a promise.
Nope.
But that, you know, that's where I foresee the position going, and that certainly would be the candidate I'd be looking for. Somebody that's really looking for it as a career rather than just a part-time stepping stone.
Is that something that we can talk about and push, go forward to the town council, or if she's just come here letting us know and it goes?
To us, it's whether we want to recommend moving this forward to the town council. And so that's where we are in this discussion right now.
Okay.
Do
you know how much another salary would be for full-time?
Well, that would have to be negotiated.
And a guesstimate?
I kind of gave some ideas on
I wasn't here last.
Yeah, no, if you read the proposal, there are some ideas of, like, what other towns were offering. So I guess we probably kind of base it according. I mean, our salary is still significantly lower than other towns anyway. But I guess, you know, we'd figure out percentage-wise where that position needed to be at that point.
I'm going to make this on the positive side. When we get the new animal control facility, will that increase the need for...
I would say so. You know, my vision is to have it a little bit more open to the public so that there can be after-hours adoption time. Because a lot of people, they're scrambling to meet me during the day. They're taking time off work to come and meet the animals. I really think it would help our adoption rates significantly if people had some evening hours where they could come visit. You know, we wouldn't be always waiting for a weekend. Mm-hmm. As it is now, my assistant doesn't do any of the dog-to-dog interactions, so if somebody has a dog at home, I do all of those interactions so that we make sure that the two dogs get along. She's just not trained well enough to do that. And it's also a big liability, so I take it on myself.
Councilor Uchnick.
Yes.
I don't want to put you in an uncomfortable position, but how many animal control officers do you work with in Waterford and East Lyme? In your facility?
Waterford and East Lyme has 2 full-time. We had, about a year ago, we made our part-time ACO full-time, a full-time position, and that opened up a lot of opportunities for us to have weekend hours and some evening hours. So if people work till 5, they get out of work, they can still come down and meet the animals. That has raised our adoption rates up. Having someone to cover all the calls for an 8-hour shift on the weekend instead of, you know, on an all on-call basis has helped serve the citizens and the animals of our town. New London and Groton also currently have 2 full-time animal control officers. And ACO Swanson is correct to keep throwing a part-timer in there for what little we offer them to be on call every night and on weekends for no benefits is not an incentive for them to stay. So they use Montville as a stepping stone. They come in here, they get trained, and they go somewhere else if this is the field they want to pursue. Animal control is not just a job. It's a profession at this point. Gone are the days where you would pay, I don't know if anyone remembers Stanley Clark, the old dog catcher from Waterford. They used to pay him $10 a call. They call him up, say, "Hey, Stanley, we got a dog. You come out, you get 10 bucks." It's not like that anymore. They have to go through training. They have to go through all kinds of stuff to learn the job. And if somebody wants to do the job, they're looking for a career, not a part-time gig on the weekends. So
this also becomes so much responsibility and liability.
Absolutely.
And you really, you're putting a lot on someone's shoulders to do it for $19 an hour.
So I'm wondering how you're going to entice somebody for the interviews. Like, what are you going to tell them? It's, you know.
You ask them if they have any interest.
Yeah,
in, you know,
yeah,
where,
I guess.
Where do you see this going in the future? You know?
They, yeah.
I would imagine one candidate might say they're looking to do this full-time as a career.
Okay. Yeah. Money's going to be an issue. Absolutely. I mean, anytime we're trying to hire and put on more people on the payroll, especially full-time, because then you got benefits and stuff, so that is going to be a hurdle that's going to have to be overcome. But I think the time is here to have a serious conversation about it, because she's been doing this for how many years?
13.
And it's not working out. Yeah. So we can't just keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
Do you know if they have to pay for the training that they'll be getting out of pocket?
So the state doesn't charge the town any money for the training. However, we still have to provide transportation for that person and then pay them while they're doing the training. So it equates to quite a bit. And then annually, there's more training required as well.
Okay. Hmm.
Any more questions?
Just what our next steps are.
Well, I entertain a motion here to forward this to the town council with a favorable recommendation.
Motion. I make a motion.
Right. I'll second.
Mm-hmm. All right. Voice vote? Individual vote.
Real vote.
Huh?
Just do what you say.
Just a voice? Whatever the proper term is. Individually, we want to do this.
Commissioner Perkins?
Yes.
Commissioner Stewart?
Yes.
Commissioner Callahan?
Yes.
Commissioner Stewart?
Yes.
All in favor, the motion passes, so we'll forward this on to the town council. And
thank you for your recommendation.
Mr. Vice Chairman?
Yes.
If I may, this might need to go to TARP first for a job description before it goes to the council. Because right now the job description we have would be for a part-timer. It would need to go for a full-timer and just address all the various issues that come to that. So you might want to send it to TARP first.
Very good. We want to have a motion on that to send it to TARP instead of the town council, or before it goes to the town council. All set? Okay. Any other, no other old business, so we'll move on to new business. discussion of AEDs out of the way places, I suppose, is part of it. So this is related to an email that was received, we all received today, based on the review of Commissioner Uchnik and a number of other people who went to opening day of football season and realized that the AED up at Camp Oakdale was dead. Yes, sir.
So the AEDs are regularly checked, the ones in the town buildings and the ones at Camp Oakdale. Like anything else, we can check it one day, it can be dead the next day. So as soon as I'm notified that an AED is not functioning properly, it's taken care of. The pads are out of date by almost a year. I did talk to a distributor today. The pads are still good until I can get new ones ordered. Like anything else with an expiration date, it's just the date they'll guarantee them to. If they have not been used, have not been opened, they will work. I am in the process of getting new batteries and new pads for all the AEDs. But as you saw in my reply email, they are checked.
I have a question. So when you're at Camp Oakdale and you look at one of these things, does it let you know that it's not working?
Yes.
What?
There's a green light or a red light, but they're physically removed from the cabinet. They're opened, they're checked for functionality, and put back.
No. So if whoever saw it over the weekend, they looked at it and it happened to be a red light?
Correct.
Is Public Works in charge of?
No, I am.
But you don't go there every day. Do you go there every day? Because you said one day it can work and one day it can't work.
Right. They're checked on a regular basis, but I don't check them every single day. If I opened them every single day, it's going to wear the battery down.
But I thought, I'm sorry, I thought you can look at it and it's red or green without
Correct.
Opening it. So if it's green, you're good. The next day, if it's green, you're good. So if you have people that are working at, can they just look and say, oh, it's red. Paul, it's red.
That does happen. The police department's called me many times when the AED there malfunctioned.
At their department.
And I was taken care of. I've had the youth center call me a few times. That's been taken care of.
So do you have somebody at Public Works that can call you?
Yes.
Oh, you already set that up?
They call me anyway. I don't have to set it up. They always call me. But they failed to call me this time.
How many AEDs do you have out as part of the town that you are responsible for?
Every town building and two at Camp Oakdale. So Public Works, the police department here in Town Hall, so the senior center, the youth center, and the two at Camp Oakdale.
Any in the schools?
We don't take care of the schools. That's a board of ed.
Okay. I have a question. You say you don't go every day, which is understandable, but around about how often do they get checked?
They're checked fully mm-hmm. when we check the buildings on inspection days. Mm-hmm. But
is that once a year, twice a year?
Once a year,
okay.
And then,
so that would explain why the pads were expired for over a year.
Correct.
Because you don't have to go into it fully for anything.
Correct.
Okay.
But if I'm in Town Hall, I'll walk by the one, I'll look at it. If I'm in Public Works Garage, I'll walk by, I'll look at it. Same thing with social services, senior center. They're checked on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And these, I am going to be putting in a capital improvement to have them all replaced. These are getting old, and it's getting difficult to get replacements for them, to get them refurbished. Every distributor I've talked to now said, you're better off just buying new. So I'm going to have to do a capital improvement to do that.
Parks and Rec, I didn't mean public Works either, but Parks and Rec, because I believe that's it came through that commission before regarding getting them down at Camp Oakdale.
That was about 3 years ago.
Yeah, when I was on it. So Parks and Rec wouldn't check it since they go down there all the time?
I can't answer for them. So.
And it sounds like as long as somebody's walking by and seeing a green light, then it's not a...
Correct. As long as the green light's lit, it's serviceable, ready to go.
Okay.
Do you maintain a log of your inspections on AEDs?
Not for the AEDs, no. For the buildings, yes. For AEDs, no.
Is it listed as part of the life safety inspection? Is it an item in there?
No. But for the town buildings that have them, we do check them.
Yeah.
Yes. So are all the pads expired on all of the AEDs?
They were all purchased at the same time. They all expire at the same time.
Okay. And we check them once a year?
They're fully checked once a year. They're visually checked on a regular basis.
So fire extinguishers have a check where you check them what? What do they get? Once a year too?
Once a year.
Yeah.
Yes. That's done by shipments.
Okay. So they shouldn't be checked every month or every quarter at least? Just once a year is acceptable?
That's all the fire code requires, is once a year. Once a year visual inspection. For every building that possesses a fire extinguisher, they should have somebody assigned to go by weekly or monthly and turn the card over and sign the back saying that they visually inspected it. That's on the business owner or whoever possesses that fire extinguisher.
So I was wondering if there's a way that we could just, or that there could be just a log, like Karen had said, just that you go down and just a basic log of, I looked at this, and you can check it out and everything's fine. And that way, if you look, you'll know that, you'll put a note or put a note somewhere in the log that the pads expire in 2 months. And that way it's more of a visual for somebody else to see and be like, oh, this is close. Let's get into it.
Something
before
I could
a year expired.
Yeah.
You know.
That's something I could adopt.
You know, something, not to make it so difficult, but maybe more of an easy visual, you know, just to put it up with it.
It's not something I would put with it. It was something I would maintain in my office with my deputy, and he and I would set up times and dates when we would go over and then annotate that log in my office.
Okay.
That way, if somebody asked you, at least you have all that information.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And if you don't do the ones in the school, who does them? Who's responsible for them?
Board of Ed.
So a group of elected people on the Board of Ed is responsible for them?
As far as I know, I can't answer for them. But the ones that are in the school, we are not responsible for.
Are you responsible for the fire extinguishers in the schools?
Yes.
But not the AEDs?
No. Fire extinguishers are a required item by the fire code. AEDs are not.
Can we find out who is responsible for them and make sure those are all functioning properly? Is that, would that be something you could take care of?
I could call Steve Carroll in the morning and find out who checks them.
Who's he? He's the maintenance guy or something?
He's the maintenance supervisor.
Okay.
Would it be far-fetched to put that... Not to make it sound, but to your responsibility?
That's not something I want the responsibility for.
Okay.
I have enough to do.
That's I know. I didn't know how to word it that way like you didn't. I didn't mean it that way at all, but I was just thinking if you're going to take care of ordering new ones and doing that, wouldn't they just put it right with the schools?
I do it for town buildings. That's the way it was originally set up by Ray Occolani. He was in town buildings.
So you don't buy, like if the school's outdated, you don't buy the equipment for the school?
No. They maintain, they purchase everything for theirs. Okay. I maintain and purchase everything in town buildings.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't mean to make it
that
way.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
I didn't take it that
way. Knowing that it's not required by the life safety code, but a lot of people, a lot of private organizations have them, churches and whatnot, probably going down a rabbit hole here, but you don't look at the AEDs that might be in churches when you do the life safety inspection, do you?
I glance at them, and if the green light's on, they're fine. If the red light's on, I bring it to their attention that it's dead. But I would have no way of enforcing them to fix that because I don't have the fire code to back me up.
Right. Yep. Okay. Any other questions?
Is there something that we can do to help make that easier? Or?
No, it's just another part of they were set up before I got here, and I maintain them. So...
Anything else? I don't see there's any action required on our part. Thank you. All right. And 14, remarks from the public, non-agenda items only, 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public. Non-agenda items.
Matt Suarez, 18 Granbury Drive. Just real quick, I know you just said non-agenda, but the whole AED thing. We have AEDs around this town that are 10 to 15 years old and working fine, getting parts and supplies for them. I would like to ask that before any serious money spent on replacing a lot of AEDs that we... you know, do a little research as a whole, you know, I'm not suggesting that Paul, you know, it all be put on Paul, but, you know, I know we got AEDs that are 15 years old and they're checked every week and they're working, so, thanks.
Any other remarks from the public? Remarks from the public. Remarks from the public. Remarks from the mayor. Well, let's hear that. Remarks from town council liaison.
I have nothing further at this time, sir.
All right. Remarks from commissioners. Commissioner Perkins.
Just wishing everybody a healthy, safe holiday weekend coming up.
Commissioner Callahan.
I have nothing. Thank you.
Commissioner Gillette.
I'm all set. Thank you.
All right. I would also like to wish everybody a safe and happy Labor Day. I also have one other item here that just a reminder of dealing with the public, with ourselves. If you get, especially commissioners, if you have get an email from somebody outside, respond to it. You know, just say, thanks, I'll look into it. I received it, didn't receive the attachments or whatever, but complete the cycle of the communications. We're always saying that we have problems with communications. Well, that's one of them that we can easily resolve and keep the lines of communication open. And with that, motion to adjourn.
Make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 6:41.